Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to The Lake Show. I'm a diehard when it comes to food and sports and music and many things when we talk hobbies. But I'm not as diehard as my next two guests in studio. Diana and John Munger, they're a married couple from Minneapolis who are diehards when it comes to biking. Avid bikers who get plenty of miles in locally, but this past year they traveled the globe with their biking. And they join me here in studio to talk about this tremendous adventure that they set forth on. John, Diana, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
This is an amazing story. So you guys went on this trip, I'll just say it's a trip, for the last over a year. To give my listening audience a sense or scope of what you both just accomplished, how many total miles did you guys bike?
I think it was about 19,300
miles. 19,300
miles.
That's amazing. And the start of your journey biking started where? Here in Minneapolis, correct?
In our driveway.
In your driveway in Minneapolis. And it ended where?
In our driveway.
In your driveway.
We came right back home.
So you went, you left, went the 19,000 miles, whatever, there and back. What was the specific reason why you wanted to do this, or was it just because you guys love to bike so much?
Well, I think we love to bike so much, but then John just like 3 or 4 years ago was like, I think we should bike around the world. I was like, what? I thought he was joking. And then we just kind of played around with the idea more and more, and then it just kind of took root, and then it kind of happened.
John?
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean...
That's how I remember.
So was it a joke at first, or was it like, were you serious from the jump?
No, yeah, we were serious. I mean, you know, we've gone on bicycle tour type things, like 2 or 3 days, you know, since we were 20 years old, together. And this just was like, hey, this is something. Our kids were starting to age out of the house, so here's an opportunity, and let's take it while we're still young.
So, Diana, so hold on.
Well, we're not young. While we're not too old.
So hold on, Diana. So when he said that, did you take it as him joking, or did you?
I kind of thought it was a joke, and okay. Then I was like, wait, but I'm working. I have a job. You know, we've got a lot of responsibilities. It's just how long will this take? And he said 1 to 2 years. I said, that's a big range.
That is a big range. So we're talking
a lot
of
logistics.
That first came up, you said 3 years ago or 4 years ago?
Probably about three, right?
Probably 4 years ago it first came up, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was probably a post-COVID thing.
Okay, so the idea came up, but how long in advance did you have to plan this out ahead of time in terms of actually, like, when you said, no, we're actually going to do this, we have to plan this out?
Yeah, I mean, the planning, it's funny. I think people think of it as like, where are you going to bike each day type things. That wasn't really the planning. The planning was, what's going to happen to our house. You know, what how do we get the bills paid? And, yep. and
how do we rent the house? What are we going to do with it? What am I going to do with my job? Will I have a job to come back to? Our family.
Yeah, and that was probably a year and a half of kind of getting the groundwork laid.
Mm-hmm.
This entire story is just amazing because as much as I like to do anything physical, I don't know that I would take an entire over a year, calendar year, to bike, run, whatever. But you guys, you are diehards. You love it. You're physically fit. And like you mentioned, you said you wanted to do this. You both enjoy biking. And you said you wanted to do – did you put a timeline on when you wanted to try to get this done by a certain age? And the reason why I say it is because I'm following up. You mentioned you said you wanted to do this while you felt like you could actually get it done.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's a window, right? I mean, we have two girls, and they're both theoretically out of the house right now, you know, mm-hmm. college or graduated. But, you know, so you have that window opens, but, you know it's going to close 5 or 10 years from sometime.
Yep.
We know friends that, you know, 6 months after they retired, they're done, you know, for various reasons. And so, you know, the window, who knows how small it is.
Yeah. John and Diana Munger joining me here in studio on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Did you put yourself on any sort of budget with regards to this trip?
We thought of it as roughly $200 a day, which was super easy to do in Mexico, say, or parts of Central America where you can
Guatemala, Nicaragua. I mean, we were like probably under $20 or $30 a day on some of those with lodging and food.
Mm-hmm. On some of those days, yeah. But then it gets more challenging in other parts like Spain and France,
Europe,
or whatever.
The UK, London.
Yeah. But so you didn't – we tried not to get too strict about it every day because – otherwise, you'd get all stressed out, like, oh, gosh, you know, today we're spending $270, you know. But over the whole year, we did pretty well on that.
So how many different countries did you visit or travel to?
40 countries.
40 countries.
Bike through 40 countries. And how many, continents? How many continents?
Well, we touched on four or five. Let's see. North America, South America. We were in Morocco, so a little kiss of Africa, Europe, and then we were through Turkey, and so a little kiss of Asia, and then North America again.
You know, it's so funny because how many people knew that you guys were going to go on this adventure before you actually did? How many people did you tell? Because, John, you didn't tell me. And this is the way that I found out about it, right? This is the crazy way that I found out, because me and John are friends. Is that I reached out to John. I'm like, text in, no reply. Text in, no reply. Call, no reply. Then I call a mutual friend of ours after like a couple of months. I'm like, have you talked to Munger? Because he's not responding to my text or phone calls. Oh, he's traveling around the globe. That's why it's going to voicemail. So how many people did you let know in advance? Because I clearly wasn't one of them.
Well, I mean, we let people know to some degree. But, yeah, I mean, we didn't make a press release or anything like that, you know. And I don't know. I didn't send a mass text, but probably mass email. You must be more of a texter than an emailer. I'm guessing.
Was there some sort of crazy emergency plan that you guys came up with just in case that you ran into a few hiccups? And were there any hiccups?
There were hiccups for sure. crazy. We talked to insurance people a bunch. You know, one of the things that we fall back on in a lot of things in life is Diana's a physician. She's a great physician. So, you know, she, before we ever left, she was like, we need to take these.
I took a lot of medicines, prescriptions. We got a lot of vaccines. Hmm. But it was funny. We were talking to some friends, and some of them were like, as we were going through Latin America, like, had mentioned getting kidnapping insurance.
Really?
Yeah, that we should think about getting. It's actually a thing. And I was like, well, what do they do if you get kidnapped? Do they go after you, or do they pay your ransom? What is this insurance? In any case, we didn't do it, and it didn't happen to us. So anyway, but it's just interesting how many people come up with things if there's an emergency or anything. But luckily, we never had that. And we thought we could, you know, in this day and age, you can always, like, get on a plane almost from anywhere.
Yeah.
And get out if someone got sick at home or if we got sick.
Did you during the course of the year, did you get sick at all? I mean, did you come down with like a cold? Was there anything that ever came up where you like it made it really hard for you to travel on whatever given day?
Not much. We didn't get the flu. We didn't really, I mean, we didn't even get a cold really because we were just with each other and then biking. Maybe a mild stomach bugs, but not in Mexico or Central America where you would think. I think it might, maybe in Ireland for me. But
yeah, you were sick a little in Ireland. But let me just be clear on one thing. I mean, Diana does not believe in getting sick.
So, you know, she's had no choice in the matter.
No, not really. She's like, okay, well, I'm not feeling well. I guess I'll take some ibuprofen and then I feel better and I'm still going to bike my 70 miles or whatever it is.
I don't think we actually really ever took a full day off of biking for illness, actually.
No.
Yeah. No. We still almost made our goal every day.
That's mileage. Insane.
Yeah. And no real injuries either.
Any superstitions that you have with regards to biking? And the reason why I ask is because professional athletes, they'll have things that they do before every single game. Like Marshawn Lynch, he would eat Skittles before every single football game. Michael Jordan, he wore the same boxers underneath his – seriously, underneath his jersey his entire career for the Chicago Bulls. He had like – I think it was like some Carolina whatever – that he wore every single, and he was, you know, he's the greatest basketball player of all time. Anything that you would eat or prepare or do every single day?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
No, not really. But John has a very fast metabolism, and if he does not eat very regularly, it's a bad thing. So we had to make sure we had to eat like every couple hours, and we always would have to have breakfast. We'd make a plan the night before about where we would kind of cook a breakfast or get a breakfast and then kind of cobble together a picnic lunch and then a formal dinner. But it was very important to keep John fed and well hydrated.
Just to be clear, Henry, if you were on the trip, you would have needed to eat a lot too. I mean, you know, Diana runs on nuclear power, so she thinks it's like exceptional that you have to eat every couple hours while you're biking, you know. But for normal people, you have to eat.
Yeah, no, I hear you. We're talking to John and Diana Munger, joining us in studio, a couple from Minneapolis that biked over 19,000 miles. They left the Twin Cities in September of 2024, returned in October of this year in 2025, and they're here in studio on the Lake Show. How did both of your daughters react when you told them what you were going to do?
Yeah, I mean, they were okay with it. I think they were a little nervous and, you know, what could happen to mom and dad.
I think I remember Ellie saying something like, one of her friends or another person asking her, were you really surprised? And she's like, no, this is the kind of thing my parents do. which I thought was funny.
Yeah. Lauren, our younger one, is off in college, and Ellie, the older one, actually rented our house with three of her friends.
Which worked out wonderfully.
Which worked out great. But that meant that Lauren got booted out of her room. So that she was a little upset about that, like losing her, you know, the whatever, family home.
So let me ask this question. Outside of biking, runners?
Yeah.
Runners? Because John and Diana, you're part of the Berkey. Like you guys have participated in the Berkey. So you're outdoors individuals. How many marathons have you ran? Have you ever ran a marathon?
I've probably run 7 or 8,
I think.
I've probably run around that much, too.
Okay, all right.
Maybe 10.
Reason why I ask is because you see these stories about people running a marathon or leading up to a marathon, how they train. For this was 19,000 miles, but you did have one very small, small is relative to how you want to look at it, but you did kind of have a test run. Tell me a little bit about that.
So, the year before the trip, when we already kind of had this in our head, we managed to get a couple weeks off, and we biked to Toronto. And, you know, it was about 1,000 miles, about 2.5-3 weeks we spent on that trip. And that was a
really good
trip.
And the year before, we biked to Chicago from home.
Yeah. First to Chicago, then the next year to Toronto, and then the next year was the big one.
Yeah. More to, like, figure out our gear and how much to carry and what would work and what didn't work. Solar panels didn't work. Cell phone carriers, equipment, that kind of thing. Tents, how we would carry the tents, the sleeping bags, the sleeping pads.
How would you say this trip was different than it would have been if you did it 30 years ago?
Well, I mean, 30 years ago, you wouldn't have really been able to connect with people. I mean, I don't know. That was right around when long-distance calls were still long-distance calls. Remember that? I mean, I would have been calling you Collect or something, you know, and it would have cost like $75 to call home for a couple of days, right? Now, you know, you're basically just completely connected.
WhatsApp, text.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and we had, you know, a blog that we did, so... and Strava, Diana does, so people were able to follow us every day.
Well, the other huge difference, I think, is really just having phones now. I mean, we used to use maps 20 years ago when we were, and then, you know, the Lonely Planet travel guides, those have gone out the window. We just look everything up online, book things through Booking, find campgrounds on Google Maps.
Yeah, so you got Google Maps and GPS and stuff now.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, it was Rand McNally, actual like
exactly.
Paper. Yeah.
Tear up the maps as we went through a country, tear up the book, you know.
You can't even buy a map, no.
Yeah, I know, which is very unfortunate. That kind of breaks my heart. I'm a Barnes & Noble guy.
We tried to buy maps, and we couldn't buy maps. It was crazy.
That's insane. You did mention, in terms of like documentation, you guys do have a blog. I think it's awesome. The website, ourventures.bike. Tell us a little bit about the blog.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just something that we put together to help, you know, our friends and family kind of follow along on the trip and throw in comments and whatever, and also help us kind of remember things. As it turns out, I kind of have learned to love writing, so it was fun to do. And Diana's a great editor, and we kind of
it was a good way to keep connected with everybody. So if like they could. Called or talked to them, they knew what we were doing. You'd have to give the whole spiel, like, oh, now we're in Morocco, and now we had Tangine, or, you know, it just was like everybody was it stayed connected to us. And we were able to connect with our family and friends as well through the blog, which was great.
I love it. I love how, like, when you go to ouradventures.bike, it says Diana and John's biking adventures. A middle-aged couple takes on the world. I love that. I love that. All right, so the final question, and then we'll let you go. Had going on this trip helped you connect with people here in Minnesota?
You know, it's funny. I mean, just today we were driving back from Duluth. We stopped in Toby's in Hinkley, if you know the place, and I saw a guy with a Michigan sweatshirt on, so I asked him, you know, are you a University of Michigan guy?
Wolverines.
Yeah. Wolverines, yeah. And it turned out that he was from Slovakia. And we were like, oh, we biked through there a couple months ago. What? And, you know, we had a great connection with him because, yeah, you know, nobody goes to Slovakia, you know. So.
He was Hinckley in Minnesota, and he's like, you were in Bratislava, you know, my hometown.
Yeah, yeah. But we were, you know, we made connections like that all around the world. You know, people are awesome. All, you know, every country we went through.
Was it in Romania where we met that young lady that had done a rotation in Winona, Minnesota, and loved the U.S.
I was in Serbia, yeah.
Yeah, in Serbia. She had done a high school rotation in Winona, Minnesota, and was like thrilled to see us and told us how much she loved Minnesota.
That's awesome. It was just
so much fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I just thank both of you for coming in the studio talking about this. I think it's tremendous. It's amazing that you guys were able to accomplish this. No doubts in my mind that you would get this accomplished, but next time you do something like this, just give me a heads up, please. Diane and John Munger joining us here in studio. Best wishes and continued success.
Thank you, Henry.
Thanks for having us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.